This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. According to a new survey by the Solar Foundation, jobs in the solar power industry in the United States have increased at least 20% per year for the past 4 years. And according to the survey, the solar sector now employs over twice as many U.S. workers as the coal industry. At the same time, a report in NJ Spotlight this week highlights a different story in the Garden State, where solar employment fell by 14% in 2016. For more, we're joined by Tom Johnson via Skype. He covers energy and the environment for NJ Spotlight. Tom, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Why such a stark difference between this national story of growth and what's happening in New Jersey?
Part of it is the maturing of the sector. Another factor is uncertainty, and the marketplace doesn't like uncertainty. And in the states where jobs were lost, there's been some uncertainty. New Jersey is one of many states that have mandates that a certain amount of electricity in the state must come from solar energy and other sources of renewable energy. But that mandate drops off beginning next year, and some people fear that it could lead to a crash in the solar sector, something that happened back in 2014 when the mandate was also dipping.
How important is solar energy to New Jersey? Is solar something that New Jersey was counting on to reduce dependency on fossil fuels?
Absolutely. The state wants to have 22.5% of its electricity come from renewable energy by 2020, which it is on target to meet. But there's a bill in the legislature that would increase that to 80% by the year 2050. And New Jersey would never meet that mandate unless it really ramps up how much solar it relies on to produce electricity.
How many actual jobs are we talking about? You know, how many people work in the solar sector in New Jersey?
Thousands. I think it dropped from 7,000 and change to 6,000 and change. New Jersey has been very generous in handing out incentives, not just the state, but also the federal government. The federal government gives tax incentives and depreciation allowances that make it pretty lucrative. In New Jersey, though, it's controversial because there's a generous subsidy that's paid for by electric customers. Some people are saying, including the state's ratepayer advocate, that it's time to wean solar off subsidies because it's gotten to be competitive with conventional ways of producing electricity like coal.
As you mentioned, state requirements for increasing reliance on solar are expected to fall off next year. How will that be resolved?
This issue was faced back in 2014 when the solar market crashed. The legislature put together a bill that ramped up how much solar must be installed in the state. Because of that, by most accounts, the sector recovered.
There's this new bill that would provide another fix for the industry?
There's a bill in the legislature to do a similar model, but it hasn't gotten enough support, in part because of the controversy over when ratepayers are going to stop subsidizing solar energy. Nobody wants to see the industry collapse to the extent that it did 4 years ago. And I expect at some point there will be some compromise and the bill will move forward.
Tom Johnson, reporter with an NJ Spotlight. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, David, for having me.